Deposit dispute case study. Importance of a check-in report. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £1,300 and the disputed amount was £520. What had happened? The tenant said that the apartment was full of dust and grubby marks to the flooring when they moved in. The tenant later says that they made the agent aware of this by email, as you will see in my evidence, so I should not be responsible for this cleaning. I did not have time to clean the oven, so I am happy to pay a reasonable amount for it to be cleaned. However, they feel the £50 charged by the landlord is too high. They also claimed that there were small chips to door frames and skirting boards and some small marks to walls at the start of the tenancy. They said the reason they didn't report this was because they were fairly minor and didn't affect our use of the property. But there wasn't a check-in report provided for them to record any issues found. The agent responded, saying that while the tenant did report some cleaning issues, the property was a new build and was in immaculate condition when the tenant moved in. The landlord went in before the start date and gave the property a wipe over, so there should not have been any cleaning issues. An invoice has been provided for the oven clean to show the landlord incurred the cost claimed from the tenant. The agent says that the price is in line with market rates. It was also said that the tenant didn't report issues with the decoration. The property was brand new and should not have had any issues of this kind, so the tenant should be responsible for the decoration. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, the checkout report, invoice, and emails. What was decided and why? The landlord claimed costs for a full property clean, including the oven and a contribution towards decorating areas which were scuffed, chipped and damaged. However, the adjudicator was not provided with a check-in report to be able to see the property's condition or standard of cleanliness at the start of the tenancy. For cleaning, the adjudicator decided that while both parties accept the property was a new build, no assumption could be made that the property was cleaned to an excellent standard and that it was free of any defects or snagging at the start. The tenant provided an email from the day of moving in, reporting how dusty the property was and the several footprints found on the wooden floor. The checkout report highlighted that many areas of the property, mainly the kitchen appliances and sink, were in need of thorough cleaning, with grease, burnt on carbon deposits, and heavy limescale in other areas. The checkout report showed some moderate scuffs and chips on woodwork and walls and also recorded 6 raw plugs in the living room wall. The adjudicator made no award for the scuffs and chips as the condition of these areas at the start of the tenancy were unknown. An award of £70 was made to remove the raw plugs which, on balance, would not have been there at the start. The adjudicator found on balance that 1. No award could be made for dusting and cleaning the floors considering that this was reported by the tenant at the start, and the absence of a check-in report. 2. The kitchen appliances would have been new and in a good clean condition, and areas like the bathroom would be free from issues such as limescale, which would only build up over time from use. As the kitchen was left clean to a worse standard, and some limescale was present in the kitchen and bathroom, £120 was awarded towards cleaning, plus £50 for the oven clean, which is a reasonable charge for the work completed. For the repairs and redecoration, the checkout report showed some moderate scuffs and chips on woodwork and walls, and also recorded 6 raw plugs in the living room wall. The adjudicator made no award for the scuffs and chips as the condition of these areas at the start of the tenancy were unknown. In the end, an award of £70 was made to remove the raw plugs which, on balance, would not have been there at the start. The final decision awarded the tenant £280 and the landlord £240. How can you avoid this happening in future? A check-in report is vital as it records the property's condition and standard of cleanliness at the start of the tenancy. Without this, there is little or no comparison that can be made when the tenancy ends other than through mid-term property inspections, which may be 4 or 6 months after the move-in date. A new build property is not always going to be clean or in pristine condition, and there may well be some dirt, dust and scuffs or damage which have not been rectified before the tenant moves in. Invoices may help if they are for work carried out just before the tenancy starts, for example, cleaning and redecoration. At the end, any invoices should offer a clear breakdown of costs for individual jobs such as oven cleaning and repairing a wall, as this will help to make sure any award that can be made will be fair.